Okay, we are starting now. Simen Reish Vav 206 says the Mechaber Berach al Peros Ha'ilon. If a person would make the bracha on something that grows from a tree, Berei Pri Ha'adama, which really was not the correct one. The correct bracha should have been Berei Pri Ha'et, but he made Ha'adama instead. So it's not a lie. Therefore, Yotza. It is technically true. One is Yotzi B'dieved with that bracha of Adama when he should have made Ha'etz. Aval, but the opposite, Im Berach al Pri Ha'adama, if something grew from the ground, and you said the incorrect bracha of Berei Pri Ha'etz, creates fruit from the trees, so then in that case, Lo Yotza. One is not fulfilled the obligation on the bracha. Hilkach, therefore, Im Hu Mesupak B'Pri, if you have a doubt, Im Hu Pri Ha'etz, is it something that grows from a tree, O Pri Ha'adama, or something that grows from the ground, in this case, cover yourself, Mevarech Borei Pri Ha'adama. You make the bracha of Ha'adama, and you are good. Mimon Shach. V'al Ha'kol, Im Amar Shahakol Yotza, on anything, if technically speaking, you make a Shahakol, then you would fulfill your obligation. Afilu, even Apas V'yayin, even on those two foods that are special brachos, Hamotzi and Brei Pi'agafen, you know, because the chashivas they have singled out. Nevertheless, technically speaking, you did say a shahakol that would count. Okay, that is the mechaber. We start with the Mishnah Berurah in Aleph Beirach. Hoyo v'ikar ha'ilan hu min ha'aretz. Because technically speaking, the tree does grow from the ground. V'lo shiker b'birchosos. Therefore, you didn't say anything that was technically a sheker, a lie. V'afilu hezid b'zeh. According from the Prima Godim, even if a person would do this willingly, on purpose, nevertheless, they are still Yotze with that. In the Dirshu, number one says, L'inyim birkas borei pri hadama alechem, shagam hu ikar gidulim in ha'aretz. What if you make an hadama on piece of bread? So kosev shari tshuva l'kamon, shenechlechu b'zeh ha'poskim, it's a machlokis, v'tam ha'sovrim shelo yotze. The reasoning behind those opinions who hold that you are not Yotze if you would make a borei pri hadama on a slice of bread, b'shum she'achar shenase pas, ein a nikra pri klal. Once it's been converted into bread, that's not really called fruit anymore. Rak lechem. Right? Or mozon, something that sustains. L'maisa, kos of ketzayis ha'shulchan, shesafik brachos lahakel. We got the rule of sabal, safik brachos lahakel, and therefore, v'lo yivarech shuv, you would not make a new bracha on it. Ela, what you do, sheyesh eitzel yivarech al sukar shahakel. You should take a piece of sugar, some sugar, make a shahakel on that, right? L'chavein liftor es ha'pas, and have that in mind to cover the pas, because we're seeing here now, the mechaber wrote, that a shahakel would cover pas and yayin as well. That was Dirshu number one. In Dirshu number two, it says, "Afilu sheyotze yidei choyva b'diavid." You are Yotze. Sekosef ha'orach ha'shulchan shemikol makom. Ibe vilo acher kach od peros. If they bring you more fruits after this, tzarech lachsh levarech aleihem. You would have to make a bracha on them. Shekevin shebrachazu ein ruui. Really, didn't make the correct bracha on it. Right? Nifter ba'al rak ha'peros shehay lefonav b'shas ha'bracha. All it really potted up was the ones that are in front of you. But if any more fruits would be in front of you, you would have to make a new bracha on those as well. Okay, that was Sifkat and Aleph Sifkat and Beis. Apri Adama, something grows from the ground. V'afidu kishahaperos gedelin al ha'etz, ach she'ein ha'etz miskayim b'chorif lo yotza. So if something that grows on a tree but doesn't last throughout the winter, like a banana, doesn't go through the winter times, so therefore it doesn't count. V'havik b'chla pri Adama, it counts like an Adama. D'le'el b'simin reish gimel ha'gaz, explained. Gimel lo yotza, you're not yotze with this. Because of Magin Avram, the osun peros hagadelim al ha'ilan, those fruits that grow on a tree, mevorach borei pri adama, mishum delo nigmar pri, it's not really fully ripened, it's not developed. Oh, she'ene ikar pri, that's not really the main purpose why it's planted for long that. Kila el basim reish beis, siv beis, siv vav. Im berach borei pri ha'et, if you would make a borei pri ha'et, then yotza, that does count. Why? Cave and al kolpon, nevertheless, min pri etzu, it really is a type of fruit. Vechein al peros hadama, if you have things that are better once they're cooked rather than eaten raw, you make a shahakol on them while they are raw. If you would make a bripi on them, then that would count. In number five, it says, those types of fruits that are better when they are raw rather than they're cooked. When you made a Berei Pri Ha'adama on them, so that does count as well. That takes us up now to Sifkot and Dalid. Imhu Pri Ha'etz, if it's a fruit that grows on a tree, and also, as we spoke about, that you have a suffix as to what exactly is the not that I don't know what the correct bracha is to make. I don't know what the actual min is. In number six, it says, something you could eat in the meals, then kosov la'el, and simresh dalid, she'odiv la'ochel betoch ha'su'uda, me'asher levarach olav shahakol. It's better, because maybe that's a bracha she'natzricha. You could just get out of it by eating it in the meal. Aval im hu sofek lo machna shelo lomod. Not that, again, I just don't know what the halach is. We've seen this many times already. The sofek is that I know the dinim, I'm just not sure how to be invited to the metzias of this. But if I didn't, I don't know, I'm a sofek because I never learned these halachos. So lo yoichal ad she'yomod. You have to learn. You have to ask somebody, what's the correct bracha to make on this? Hey, im amar shahako. Over here he quotes, in 7, imber shahakol pas. If you did do this, like you, the mechaber talks about making a shahakol on the bread. So kos of kaf achaim, nifteres kol oisin suud b'mashim baruch shahakol pas. That covers everything. Meidach, on the other hand, orach shulchan kos of shirak pas shlefon of nifteres baruch shahakol. No, only the bread is covered by the shahakol. V'lo mashim v'in. It doesn't cover the other food that is brought afterwards. Okay, he comes here now in the Igris Moshe. Because you made a mazon, something is lo, you shouldn't continue to eat more after you already swallowed what you ate at the first bite. Because the second swallowing requires a new bracha. So you made it's only good b'di'evet, so you shouldn't rely upon this. You should change locations, which will then generate a new bracha. And that will cause you to have to make a new bracha. Okay, it's only shock. He says now in Sifkat and Hey, Im Omer Shehakol the Cholzeb Dieved. Right, clearly this is all b'dieved. Aval lechatchilat tzarech levarach al kol dover birchoso hamiyucheteslo. Really, you should be making the correct bracha that applies to each one of these foods. In Dirshu 8, v'chein b'dieved im berach al hakol borei mini mazonos akosu bir halacha le'el simen kuf samech zayin ulekaman reish ches. She also counts mishum dechol mili mezon zayni chutz mi maim umelch. Everything really does sustain you, with the exceptions of two things: water and salt. Ushalo kederach hashulchan. This is not like the opinion of the orach hashulchan. Shkosu borei mini mazonos ein apoter shear machlam. It does not cover other foods. Le'inyan im berach b'dievet shahakol. What if there was something you made a shahakol on something that had like, I believe it was a besomim, a smell, and you made a shahakol on that? So then kosel kaman reish tes zayin sheish om shiotzo. Some say that it's good. A shahakol would count for something you smell. Shekol shekein hu meachilu shtia nosom meruba mehanas reach, because it counts for something that has a greater hana, like eating and drinking, then certainly should count for something that has a lesser hana, like smelling. V'komol miyotzo v'rocha shahakol. V'yeshom himself shalon nit kanoa brocha zu el al achila shtia. No, shahakol is for foods. Shahakol is not for fragrances. Shanahu mimabeya shetova b'chachomim. You've changed the format of the chachomim, therefore lo yotza. Okay, fascinating idea. That was Dirshu number 8. We're up to now Sivkat and Vav afilu. That the chiddush is that you could even use this on shahakol would technically work. It was not supposed to, as we said many times, but technically it would work for bread and for wine. Rotzei lomar af sheheim devarim chashuvim. Even though these are very chashuv things, then it still counts for that. In Dirshu 10, it says ha'oisei kiddush la'atzmu lachirim. If you're making kiddush for yourself and for others, v'tol birach al hayayin shahakol, and oops, you made a mistake, you made a shahakol on the wine, tzakosav grub shlomo zaman orbach, she'ein hashomim tzrichim lachzor levarach birkas borei pri hagofen. They do not have to go ahead and make a new borei pri hagofen. Okay, that was Aleph. Let's now start Siv Beis. Hayi lefan of pri ha'adama, you have in front of you a fruit that the brach is adama, or pri ha'et, and you have a fruit in front of you that the correct brach is ha'et. Uverach al pri ha'adama, you made the brach on the adama, but this kavin liftor as pri ha'et, you had in mind to exempt the brach on the ha'et, yotze, that would work, says the mechaber. Sifkat Zayin Hayu, if you have in front of him, Davke b'di'evid. This is really all b'di'evid after the fact. Well, lechatchil lechuli am, everyone agree, ein lechavin lehotzi es pri ha'eitz. You should not have in mind to cover the bracha, which really gets a ha'eitz, right? To tov yoshel avarach bracha am yucheteslo, because really the best practice is to make the special bracha that's designated for this. Uvalav hachi yesh deos b'simin reish yud aleph, sif gimel, The really would have been best to do the Bray Pri Ha'etz first. Ches lefonav in front of you. Naka lefonav l'rabusa. It's coming to teach us a greater chiddush over here. Dafilu hay lefonav Pri Ha'etz. Even in front of you was a Bray Pri Ha'etz. Kshaberach lo niftar mimele ela imkein niskavim behedya liftor. That you would only work if you had explicit kavana for this. This would work if you had in mind. Even if it was not in front of you when you made the bracha, if you had in mind, that would count. That would count as well. Tess, priha dama, priha eitz, both in front of you. V'chein im ha'ilefanov davar shibrachaso shahakol. If you'd have something in front of you, the correct brachos a shahakol. V'davar shibrachaso priha dama, and something else like in front of you is a potato. V'nizkavim ha'shahakol liftor gam hamin hasheni yotze b'di evid. You have in mind the shahakol could cover the potato. So then again, as we saw that the shahakol does work on these things. Yud yotze, this does in fact count. Ein b'shari tshuva di yesh cholkin walzeh. There are some who actually disagree with this. Vesvirlu, and they hold as follows: Shafilin is kaving liftor es priha eitz. Even if you would have in mind to exempt the bury priha eitz, shemunach lefana of lo yotze does not count. Vitzarach lachsel varech bury priha eitz. You have to actually make a brach on this. Ubirkas bury priha dama lo haisel levatala. The brach that was not a brach levatala. Viniskaima al priha dama levad, but it only goes on the food that was a dom in front of you. Mikol Malkum, nevertheless, Masig Yeved Ein Lach Zavorach. Okay, this is really what you should have done, but Yeved, you would not go back and make a new bracha. Kedasa Shulchan Aruch to Sofik Brachos Lahakil. Because again, this is a din de Rabbanon, and we're going to be lenient on this. Ve'yoser Tov Lios Nimlach. You should change your mind. That would force you to conclude this eating session. You change your mind and we're done with eating. Then you're going to eat from the pre-hates at a later amount of time. And in that case, since it was a hefsek over here, then you go back and you will make a bracha for them in that case. That's the eitzah of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, that concludes today's shir.